بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهنوا فيدهنون. In the previous ayats, in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala explained the great qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is far, far away from what the kuffar of Makkah, what they should call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is only propaganda which till today takes place. In order to cover up the truth, many people, then they use propaganda against the people of truth. Just like till today, the non-Muslims, what propaganda they make about Islam, about Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and wherever they get any opportunity, they feast on it in order to run down Islam and the Muslims, and this was the exact situation in Makkah Sharif as well. And then Allah Ta'ala explained, time will prove that who was in the right and who was in the wrong. Further now, Allah Ta'ala gives a very stern and very important instruction to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, فَلَا تُطِيعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So, tu kehna mat maan jutlane walo ka. So, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, these people who are falsifying you and they are going against you, never accept any word of theirs. And particularly what Allah Ta'ala is referring to, which is very, very relevant to us today also, وَدُّ لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. وہ چاہتا ہے کسی طرح تو ڈھیلا ہو تو وہ بھی ڈھیلے ہو. They are trying their utmost. All this they are doing, that you must become a bit lax in your da'wat and calling towards Islam and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And if you will do that, you become a bit lax, then they say they will also become lax. They won't oppose you as they are opposing you tooth and nail. How they are opposing you, then they also won't oppose you. This was that they used to say that you are speaking bad about our idols, that our idols are useless, our idols can't do anything. And stop saying all that. Don't speak bad about our idols, and we won't speak bad about you or about your Allah. Then we will also use a lax attitude. Allah warns against this very, very strongly, that if this happens, the truth and falsehood will get mixed up. And then people generally won't know where the truth lies and where falsehood lies. Today, with interfaith conventions, etc., discussion, this is exactly the same thing, that you don't tell us any bad, everyone follows his religion, we won't tell you bad, but Allah says that the Muslims must always maintain the truth and say it with great clarity. And also whatever things there are, a person must make it known very clear. This trying to be two-faced and trying to please everyone, there is no room for that at all in Islam and on the principles of Islam especially. Whatever we stand for, the truth, we must make it known and make it known clearly and propagate it properly. We must not be shy, we must not hide in any way. So this was right from that time, and it is carrying on till today. And very sadly, many, many of us have fallen prey to this, that we keep quiet about the truth, we don't make known what our standpoint is, we want to make everyone happy, and so the truth gets mixed up. People don't know where the truth lies. And also today we don't know any person from where he comes, what does he stand for. At one time he's saying one thing, at another time he's saying another thing. That should not be the case. And particularly here Allah Ta'ala explains of one very strong opponent of Islam, Walid ibn Mughira. He was a very outspoken person and he had terrible qualities in him. And he was a spokesperson for the Quraysh, for the Kuffar of Makkah. And he was propagating all this, that, O Nabi, you become a bit lax in your da'wat, and we will also become lax. So Allah Ta'ala says, never listen to him. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَّهِينَ. اور تو کہا مت مان کسی قسمیں کھانے کے. Do not listen to that person who takes a lot of qasams. This is also a bad quality in a person, and in fact it is a sign of a person lying when in every word he's taking qasam. Whatever he takes, whatever he says, he takes qasam. Maheen, be qadarka, and that person is a base person, a person who has got no value whatsoever. He's a rotten person. Hamas, taane de, and is a person who's taunting all the time. Every bad quality was in this person, Walid ibn Mughira. All the time taunting this one, taunting that one. Masha'im bin Amim. Chughli khata phire. And is all the time taking rumors, spreading rumors. This one's talk to that one, that one's talk to this one. All the time, that was his work. Manna'il lil khair. Bhale kaam se roke. And he, all good work, he stops person. Anyone wants to do any good, he will stop that person. Doesn't allow him to do that good. Mu'attadin, had se bharne wale, and a person who used to go beyond all limits in everything. Nothing used to keep to his limits, breaking the limits, everything. Athim, bara gunegar, and a great, great sinner. All the time breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Utullim, ujad, his tongue was very bad, very rude and very terrible tongue he had. How he used to speak, what things he used to say. Ba'da dhalika zanim, sabke piche but naam. And after all of this, he was the most worst person and known that this is the worst person of our time. He was known for that. And Zanim, another explanation is given that he was an illegitimate child. He was not even of proper parents. And all these terrible qualities were in complete perfection in him. And what was he? What fooled him? And in what he was fooled and he thought he's somebody? Ankana dhamaniu wabaneen. Is waste rakhta himal or bete, because he was a prosperous person, that he had wealth also and children. Having lot of children was a sign of prosperity also. Today things to judge people have changed. Today you have 1-2 children, that is a good family. Whereas previously, the more the family, the bigger the family, that was a thing of pride and honor. So he had lot of children also, lot of wealth also. And he got fooled with this, that I am a very great person. But he had every evil habit in him. Idha tutla alihi ayatuna, jab sunai usko hamari baate. And when the ayats of Quran were used to be recited to him, قال أساطير الأولين. یہ نقلے ہیں پہلو کی. Then he used to say, these are just the talks of the people of before. These are old fairy tales, old ladies' talks. There is nothing new in them. Then Allah completes all this about him and says, سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومُ. داغ دیں گے ہم اس کو سونڈ پر. He had, of all this, the nose is the pride of a person. And with the common muhawra proverb also, na kat gay, that the nose has been cut. That means your respect is gone. So he had a terrible mark on his nose, which showed that how he was base and low. Allah made it. And on top of that, in the battle of Badr, one Ansari Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in the fight, just made a scratch on his nose. But this was so terrible and it proved fatal for him. He returned to Makkah Sharif, he did all treatment, but to no avail. It just became worse and worse, and he suffered its consequences in every way until he died in that condition. So Allah explains about Walid ibn Mughira, what an enemy, arch enemy he was of Islam, and how, what terrible qualities. And Allah is mentioning these qualities that we must see we don't have any of those qualities within us, of these enemies of Islam. And the other great lesson, that in deen there is no compromise. Today we like those people who compromise on the matters of deen and who are two-faced. and who show their, who try and please these people and that people also, and these are the people who have to plot a lot also. In order to be two-faced, you have to do a lot of plotting and thinking also, and try and may be in everyone's good books, and nobody knows where you stand, and this is a very dangerous thing for Islam and for deen. So Allah says, for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was the Nabi of Allah, and the fountain source of Islam, that you do not waver a little bit in this. You remain absolutely strong on your principles and maintain your principles completely. Wa akhiru da'wana.